You're listening to Morning Cafe, and today we're delighted to welcome to our program special guests, pianists Lisa Nakamichi and John Nakamatsu. Good morning, Lisa. John.
Good morning, Gene.
Hi, Gene.
John, you were a winner of the Van Cliburn Gold Medal some years back. You've gone on to an international career. Lisa, you're well known as artistic director of the Aloha International Piano Competition, now in its 14th year, so congratulations to you. Both of you, world-class musicians. And another thing you have in common is you'll both be appearing with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra this weekend in a performance of Mozart's 2 Piano Concerto. Now, Lisa, we know your focus has been on other things, but does this possibly mean an uptick in your personal appearances? We'd definitely look forward to that.
Well, I am certainly very much looking forward to the upcoming performance this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, especially with my really, really great friend, John Nakamatsu. He's been also part of my festival for years, and this is it's wonderful that we are doing we're collaborating with the symphony and outside of the festival, so it's really exciting.
Have you two been frequent collaborators?
Yes, we have. Actually, I think our first performance was here in Honolulu at the Blaisdell. This was years ago, soon after John had won the gold medal at the Cliburn. We did a 2 piano performance here.
Now, it's been customary for Mozart pianists to conduct from the keyboard, but I guess in this case that's a little out of the question.
Yes, we have a wonderful maestro, Hans Graf. He will be conducting the Mozart as well as the Bruckner.
Of course, you could alternate, right? The two of you? Conducting, I mean.
I wonder. What do you think, John?
I think I'll stick to what I know.
Okay, that makes conductor Hans Graf the indispensable man. Of the 27 Mozart piano concertos, there is only one for 2 pianos. How did that come about, do you think?
Well, you know, Mozart was actually the first one to write for more than one pianist at all. And so, you know, his C major sonata was really kind of groundbreaking. And then he wrote for himself and for his sister, of course, and they had taken that show on the road, and they... you know, it was more of a novelty at first, but then the music became very serious very quickly. The 2 piano concerto presumably was written for his sister, but I think by that time they had stopped touring. I think it was later. But it's a very as joyful and wonderful and incredibly positive it is. It's still a very serious work, and the piano writing. Not only is exciting and expressive, but it also just it's further proof of the developing instrument and the expressivity of the new keyboards and what two people can sound like as opposed to just one. I mean, it's just more and more sound. So the 2 piano sonata, of course, was a work that showcased this as well without the orchestra. In fact, this piece, it's more like a 2 piano sonata in some ways because the orchestra is really minimal in the whole piece. We do most of the talking, and the orchestra kind of chimes in here and there and underscores what the piano is already saying. So it's very interesting how he used this. It's less interplay like than his other concertos, where everything is much more integrated and there's a lot more symphonic material. Now it's primarily for the soloist.
Now it's significant to note that this is more than a four-hand piano concerto; it's a 2 piano concerto.
Correct. The four hands really, when we talk about four hands, that's one piano, two people sitting next to each other, 2 pianos. You have them kind of nestled together, and we are on opposite sides of the stage, and the conductor's in the middle and the orchestra's behind us. So that's the typical way those configurations are done.
Is there a principal role for the first piano, or is the labor divided equally?
I feel that the writing is very, between the first and the second pianos are really quite equal. It's written very equally. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there is one... like usually piano one has a more, you know, demanding part. Sometimes second pianos are more of an accompaniment, but I think in this case, in this concerto, the writing is really written quite equally.
Now, chronologically, this is piano concerto number 10. Do you consider this a mature work?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, I think I'm not sure if it was even completed all at once. I don't remember that. But I think that if you listen especially to the second movement, it's just so filled with a very deep, moving lyrical lines. It's operatic. It's not just to show off pianist skill or virtuosity. It's really, really meaningful music.
The slow movement from the two piano concerto by Mozart. And it sounds like one of you takes the melody while the other does the more decorative passage work.
Well, actually, it's like a conversation. The melody is, it goes back and forth between piano one and piano two. It's like we're playing ping pong.
Like a ping pong match.
Yes.
I've never heard that spoken relative to a Mozart piano concerto, but I like the analogy. John Nakamatsu and Lisa Nakamichi will be performing the two piano concerto by Mozart this weekend at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. Two performances, Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday a matinee performance at 4 p.m. And now we welcome to the microphone conductor Hans Graf. Hans, this is your first appearance with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra.
Yes,
welcome to the island.
Indeed it is.
And you'll be performing the Bruckner Fourth Symphony. Now, this is a pretty heavy lift for any orchestra, I would think.
Well, yes and no. It's, if it's not known to the orchestra, not known profoundly as they never play Bruckner, then a couple of things to conquer, but the playing difficulties are limited, but the understanding is the other question. And we made a wonderful rehearsal yesterday, and I think we are in a very good way. They're very open, and my feeling is that they like the music very much.
Now, this is called the Romantic Symphony. Is it any more romantic than his
other
symphonies?
It's somebody who gave the name to it, mm-hmm. and Bruckner didn't oppose it. He also, gave in and gave some little verbal explications about the music, and the third is like the hand, the third movement. But in fact, it doesn't help very much to cling to words.
Mm-hmm. Bruckner is considered a Viennese composer, and the Romantic was premiered in Vienna.
Yeah, alas, because people didn't like it, and Vienna was really destructive to Bruckner. He was not a Viennese. Being Austrian, you would distinguish he was from the countryside in Upper Austria, and that was his curse of his life, because they really made jokes of him.
But he did receive most of his acclaim in Vienna.
That's
not true.
Definitely not. Vienna was very reluctant and very, they despised him. And Bruckner, when he finally got big success with number 7, and also in Vienna, he had always a couple of disciples who were very, very, very active for him. But then he got a distinction by the emperor, and he wrote in a letter to the emperor, please, keep Hanslick from destroying me all the time. Hanslick was the main critic in Vienna, Brahms' friend, and he was the all-powerful media authority. And they said Bruckner composes like a drunk man, or Helmesberger said, well, look, this is how in Austria the farmers compose.
Well, I think post-Hanslick things may have changed a bit. I forget who said it, a famous critic or a musician, but when someone mentioned that the Bruckner Fourth was a bit overlong, even for a symphony, he responded by saying, but you see, we Viennese, we love music. The longer it is, the better.
That can't be Hanslick.
No, it wasn't Hanslick. It was a Viennese. You know, the most popular movement was the Hunting Scherzo. We just heard a part of it, but this was almost an afterthought on Bruckner's part.
Bruckner had a very late start with writing symphonies, and he was kind of a pure innocent in symphony music when he started at age 40 to write serious orchestra music. So he had the inhibition of not knowing very much and the glory of being fresh and not biased. So he wrote different things from others, which others would not understand until he was great, and then look back, he was very great and he was young. So he had reworkings. And in the fourth symphony, especially dramatic, there are three layers of editions. And the first version of the scherzo is very different. I think it's interesting to our days now. But at that time, it was virtually unplayable. There were quintuplets in upper and lower voices. And the upper parts following 1/16 note behind. You can do that on the piano with two hands. Like, but in the orchestra, it's you just drive them crazy. So Bruckner gave up and wrote a new scherzo, and here he was.
My favorite movement is actually the second, which sounds like a stroll through the woods. It's marked Andante, just slow enough to take in the scenery.
It's a wonderful movement, yeah.
Thank you.
Very special music, a portion of the Andante from the Symphony No. 4, The Romantic, by Anton Bruckner. We're speaking with conductor Hans Graf, who will be leading the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra in a performance of this symphony this weekend at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. How does this music make you feel?
Well, at home. I was born about 10 miles from his birthplace, but that's not the point. Bruckner has, if you compare the second movement of Brahms 3, one of the most, one of the most famous Brahms melodies. This is classically kept and built and wonderful. The melody the violas played now is an unruly melody which goes over 3 octaves, still in an incredible, beautiful way, unexpected and convincing, and that's what you find in Bruckner. There are things which are not done before. And then in this moment, Bruckner did what he can really do, build up like an architecture. The orchestra gets stronger, fuller, bigger, until the point of culmination, and then how the tide goes down to the end of the moment is very beautiful. And that's a completely different of timing and space in music than all the contemporaries had, including Wagner. Bruckner admired Wagner, but Wagner is much more down to earth, and Bruckner is much more with his head in the clouds.
We've been speaking with conductor Hans Graf and pianist Lisa Nakamichi. It'll be a concert of Mozart and Bruckner. What a wonderful combination. The 2 piano concerto by Mozart and the Symphony No. 4, The Romantic, by Bruckner this weekend at the Blaisdell Concert Hall, Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday a matinee performance at 4. Lisa, Hans, it's been a special pleasure this morning.
Thank you so much, Gene, for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.